SBS Radio.
The Prime Minister has ordered the Liberal Party to set up a confidential and rigorous process to deal with bullying complaints. Scott Morrison has told Radio 2GB there is no bullying among Liberals in Parliament, but he says it's a different matter among some state MPs.
What it's turned out,
yeah.
You know, all the issues that have been raised around these things over the last few weeks, they actually, at the end of the day, have related to the party organisation, not the parliamentary party in Canberra. And that's why I've asked the party organisation to come up with a rigorous and confidential process to deal with these things. But, you know, I'm not going to get distracted by it. I've got to focus, look through the dust and make sure we're focusing on the things that make a big difference.
It comes as Anne Sudmalis becomes the latest Liberal MP to make claims of bullying, saying she will follow Julia Banks and exit Parliament after the next election. She used parliamentary privilege to accuse New South Wales Liberal MP Gareth Ward of bullying through branch stacking, leaking and undermining her position. Mr Ward has told the ABC he completely rejects the allegations.
Politics can be a robust game. Sometimes we have discussions internally. Sometimes I don't disagree or agree with my federal colleagues. We have debates which are appropriate. And people shouldn't conflate the two issues. Internal democracy within the Liberal Party is not necessarily bullying. And I think that they're two very, very different things. I grew up with a disability. I have albinism. I know what it's like to be bullied. I absolutely abhor bullying in all its forms and would never bully anybody.
Liberal Senator Concetta Fierravanti-Wells welcomed the establishment of the high-level committee to deal with complaints, saying it needs to be independent and enforced. But she rejected calls for a female quota system. She's told Sky News female MPs need to accept that the parliamentary workplace is different.
Politics is a tough game. It can be brutal. It can be tough. It can be all of those things. But the reality is that politics is very different to other professions.
The legal definition of workplace bullying is outlined in the Fair Work Act as unreasonable behaviour that creates a risk to health and safety and doesn't include reasonable management action. Giri Sivraman, employment law principal at Maurice Blackburn Lawyers, has represented alleged victims of workplace bullying. He says the definition of what is reasonable behaviour is often the most contentious issue.
The real question for debate usually is what's unreasonable. Employers may have a much higher bar than employees in terms of what's unreasonable, and it is going to turn a little bit on workplace to workplace. So that's where there's ambiguity. Well, then ultimately, it's the commission that sets the standard, but it's they will, to some extent, manage what they say is management prerogative and the right to set standards and discipline people in the workplace compared to going too far and damaging people or overreaching. So it's that balancing act.
Factors that have been considered by the Fair Work Commission as bullying include intimidation, threats, humiliation, sarcasm and victimisation, as well as malicious pranks, physical, verbal and emotional abuse, harassment and isolation, rumour mongering, disrespect and discrimination. Mr Sivraman says there have not been many successful orders made to stop bullying under the Fair Work Act, but that's not for a lack of trying.
I don't think that reflects people not trying to use the laws. I think it reflects that resolutions often occur outside of the commission or they result in people leaving the workplace altogether.
As for whether the protections of anti-bullying would be available for federal politicians, Mr Sivraman said the question has not yet been tested in the courts.
So the question is whether a politician is doing work in an undertaking carried out by the Commonwealth. Arguably they are. I mean, you have to say that they're doing some work, even if people might dispute that. The reality is they are, and it's clearly it is the Commonwealth. It's the very embodiment of the Commonwealth in terms of an undertaking of the Commonwealth. So there's certainly an argument to say that they would be covered, but it's a novel question, and I think it's one that would have to be tested, though I very much doubt any politician's going to actually seek recourse of these laws.
Scott Morrison has also ordered the Liberal Party federal executive to develop a concrete plan on how to attract more female MPs to the federal parliament. There are currently 13 coalition women in the lower house, but that could drop to as low as 5 at the next election, with a number of female MP seats at risk. Labour has 29 women in the lower house and is hoping to increase that to the high 30s at the next election by running female candidates in marginal seats. Andrea Hoff, SBS News.
sbs.com.au